5 years ago, Rhode Island legalized same-sex marriage. And over the years, the law has meant different things to different people. One of the things it meant for Jess Modelzari was that she got to have her dream wedding on the beach.
We got married down in Narragansett at the North Beach Clubhouse right on the beach. It was so perfect and beautiful. Even though I grew up in Wisconsin, I've always dreamed of a beach wedding, so I was so excited to live in the Ocean State to have my wedding.
For Jess's wife, Colleen, the legalization of same-sex marriage in Rhode Island and the Supreme Court decision 2 years later that allowed gay couples to marry anywhere in the nation allowed her and Jess the freedom to start their lives together anywhere in the country.
We'd had Providence on the radar for a long time, and so it was kind of a factor as far as we're not going to live somewhere where our marriage isn't recognized. So, you know, it allowed us to consider moving to Providence as a serious thing. And knowing that we can go anywhere within the country and our marriage be recognized is hugely important.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there were things that go through your mind, like, oh, if we're in Wisconsin visiting her family, or if we're in Providence and something happens, we don't have the same rights as far as, you know, access in hospitals and things like that. So that's something that was really impactful.
Jess, who was on the board with Rhode Island Pride, said it was incredible to see same-sex couples across the country be granted the right to marry.
Yeah, it really was surreal, like, especially with the amount of work I've done for same-sex marriage and marriage equality. When I lived in Wisconsin, I watched them take away the ability to have civil unions, so because they didn't want it to be a same-sex marriage. So seeing it go the other way was, like, the most incredibly elating feeling.
For some activists, the time for celebration was short-lived. Gabby Porcaro, who is now the assistant director for queer and trans student initiatives at Roger Williams University, was a college student in Virginia when same-sex marriage became legal in Rhode Island.
What I very quickly realized was, while marriage equality is a great protection, and it's something that certainly as a queer woman, I'm very happy that that's made available to me, that if I do ever choose to get married, that's something that I have the right to do. It's so base level for a lot of us scholars and activists. It was very quickly a non-celebration.
There were just too many other issues facing the LGBTQ community.
When you have majority of the states still legalizing employment discrimination for queer and trans people, when you have majority of states still allowing housing discrimination for queer and trans people, when we know that trans folks in particular experience poverty, the estimate is at 4 times the national average. We know that mental health, access to qualified mental health practitioners, and then just various different types of mental health crises are experienced exponentially higher for queer and trans people. When you recognize all of these other areas that really need and deserve our support, marriage sure is a start.
But activists say they have to keep fighting for the most marginalized members of the community.
Hi, my name is Justice Gaines. I am a Black trans woman living in Providence. I'm a poet and an artist and an organizer, and I'm currently running for city council in Providence Ward 1.
Gaines said there are many issues beyond marriage that affect LGBTQ people, especially transgender people and people of color.
Many of the other women who are Black and trans, like myself, aren't just dealing with transphobia. They're dealing with poverty. They're dealing with different issues around employment discrimination and housing discrimination. And so for me, those are all LGBTQ issues, right? Housing, transportation, employment, sick leave, and time off. Those are all things that are LGBTQ issues for me. And so marriage was really just the top of the iceberg. And defending that is important, and building beyond that is extremely important to me.
But not all Rhode Islanders saw the legalization of same-sex marriage as a positive change. Justin Katz, the research director for the Rhode Island Center for Freedom and Prosperity, said the center didn't take an official stance on the issue, but he was personally opposed.
I think it's important for us to be able to set apart relationships that can create children as something unique. It doesn't even necessarily mean better or worse as a value judgment, but just we need that space to be able to say this is something we want to pay unique attention to. And I think that's been lost, and a lot of it's been lost because of the way same-sex marriage came about, with this whole as if opposing it was being opposed to love. That really erased any ability to say that marriage is not just about the affections of two adults.
Jess and Colleen, who are now thinking about starting a family, said the passage of same-sex marriage is a reason to celebrate, but not get complacent. It may have opened more people up to the LGBTQ community, but Jess said there's more work to be done.
A lot of people celebrated excessively because of that, because it was so exciting to have our lives be legally valid in the eyes of the nation. Obviously, there's still battles going on making sure that same-sex marriage is recognized across the country, especially in some places where it's more conservative and they might be fighting back on that. But overall, I think a lot of the issues have changed to move over to be gender identity and transgender rights, just because we got the same-sex marriage and it's time to make sure we stand up for everyone else in our community.